The 40-day window following the solar eclipse started the last month, I believe, the month of Elul, the last month in the Jewish calendar. The day of the eclipse here was also occurring at the same time where sunsetting was happening in Jerusalem, where the shofar was sounded, and I believe does it every day now for 40 days as we approach the observance of Rosh Hashanah, now, which begins on October 2nd. Would you draw any connection that you would see fit between the 40 days of repentance here leading up to Rosh Hashanah on the Jewish calendar and perhaps that same 40 days as following the solar eclipse? Any connection that you would want to make?
Yeah, absolutely. When the rabbis, the Orthodox rabbis look at the anything to do with the lunar, like the lunar eclipse or blood red moons, is an omen or a sign to Israel of a pending war. They also look at the sun, the solar eclipse, as a omen or a sign of possible judgment, conflict, battle, war for the Gentiles. So the Gentiles are connected to the sun. The rabbis speak of the Jewish people connected to the moon. And Sam, with that lineup, I mean, I've watched these things day in, day out with the work that I do with the State of Israel and its covenant land. This is an unprecedented period of time. I have not seen such a significance. We've had earthquakes. We have solar flares. They're expecting even more intense solar flares, which affect earthquakes, which affect volcanoes, which affect storms, which is very interesting in itself. And plus these, we've never had hurricanes of the magnitude of Irma and Harvey back-to-back like this. And an example of these earthquakes, I think a lot of us sense in the spirit the times are changing, and this period of Elul 1, starting with the eclipse of Elul 1 through the rest of this month, this period of repentance has a lot to do with America and this Gentile nation.